Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall23, back in our video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the incarnation of Christ. We believe that because mankind is condemned for their sins to death and hell, God made a plan to save the world, and did so by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save the world from their sins. As it is written in 1 John 4:14, "For we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." As 1 Timothy 1:15 puts it, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We've all been condemned for our sins, and therefore Jesus Christ came into this world to save us from our sins, so we do not have to face the condemnation of hell in the lake of fire. That was his purpose. Now, Jesus Christ existed in heaven in eternity past. He's the creator of the world. The Word was with God in the beginning, as it says in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. It's written in verse 14 of that same chapter, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So imagine that the creator of the world, the very one by whom all things were made, despite being exalted in the heavens beforehand, took upon himself a body of flesh and came into our own world to dwell among us. As the Bible says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. In 1 Timothy 3:16 it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." But God was manifest, meaning revealed in the flesh. When Jesus Christ walked upon this earth, we saw God indwelling in human flesh amongst mankind. He came down into this world that he might save us from our sins. Now, the means by which Christ came into this world is known as the virgin birth, that Jesus, being the Son of God, did not have a physical father, but was put into the womb of a virgin named Mary by the Holy Ghost and born into this world. It's prophesied in Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Over 700 years prior to the birth of Christ, the Lord spake by the mouth of the prophet Isaiah that a virgin would conceive and bear a son. Now that's a miracle. A woman who is a virgin is able to give birth. It was fulfilled in the Virgin Mary, as written in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 20 to 23. "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. So the angel Gabriel told Joseph that the son of Mary would be called Jesus, and that he would save his people from their sins. Remember, this is the main purpose of Christ coming into this world, of taking a body of flesh among us, to save the sinners of this world who are condemned to hell. Herod quotes Isaiah 7:14 and gives us the interpretation of the name Emmanuel, that it means God with us. So literally, Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, and instead of being in heaven apart from man, he was with us and among us, having humbled himself into the form of a man. It says in Philippians 2, verse 6 to 7, "Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." Christ emptied and humbled himself to exist in this world as both God and man. The body which he took was just like ours. It says the likeness of men, and it's written in Romans 8:3. "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh." So despite being made a man and having the likeness of sinful flesh, Christ, being also God, lived a perfectly sinless life while he was upon this earth. He's the one and only person who has ever walked on the earth to never sin. It's written in Hebrews 4:15, "He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin." And it's written in 1 Peter 2 that he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Upon being born as a virgin, Jesus lived a perfect, holy, and just life before God, before beginning his ministry, a period of 3 years as recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where he went forth and he bare witness unto the truth. He preached the gospel of the kingdom, and he showed by many signs and wonders that he was the Son of God. Thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.